This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number two. All right, let's head over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Not much, bro. Got a little wind over here, but not up yet. But, boy, it blowed over here yesterday.
Did it?
Huh. Yeah, it did. Straight out of that east. Don't know why we have so much problems. Oh, I know you have. I mean, I didn't come back to yesterday. So. Other than that humidity got back and got a little warm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely warmed up again.
Yep. So, I don't see no fronts coming to you.
Not exactly.
So, what about them Astros? Come up.
How about that? Red Hot Rangers come into town and we sweep them? That's,
Yeah, well, they're best pitching up. I never figured we'd jumped on, what's called it, last night like we did. I don't know. Well, just swing them.
So, you know, they were working that pitch count, and that hurt him that first inning. What did he have to throw, 36 pitches? Yeah.
Well, yeah, 36, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back in the saddle. I mean, these fish down here are in a green river. It's all redfish flounder right now. Them trout still outside. It just, you know, we talk about it every year. If that water gets about 68, you can't count on them coming in here. You might, there might be some, you know, stragglers, but them big schools are just sitting out there waiting on this water to cool off. I did hear there was a few fish trying to come up past the Lutra, but there's always fishing past the Lutra. I mean,
yeah,
down there towards the end, because you got all that guff water down there. So,
once that river cools down, those cooler currents, they just follow them on into the river for the winter, I guess. You know, fall and winter.
Yep.
Till that, like they do over here.
Yeah, till that river turns dirty again, you know, they'll live right here. So,
you know, what about those, you know, Pontchartrain? I've been seeing a lot from there this year. They've had a pretty good year, you know, fishing the bridge area and all that.
Yeah,
What do those fish just live up there all the time, or do they get pushed down with fresh water, or how does that work?
Man, you really don't. Yes, in our own person, because that's just something I never fool with, and I really don't know, Mickey. I mean, Pontchartrain, you know, the problem with Pontchartrain is, you know, like I said, this east wind, it really don't help Pontchartrain. It'll really churn it up for you.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah, I come across it. Yeah, and I come across it yesterday. I mean, it was fishable, but I didn't see nothing. I mean, I don't ever see anything, hardly. You know, last fall, I left, and I called Brent Ballet, and I told him, dude, go get your boat and come to Pontchartrain. There's licks popping as far as you can see. Yeah, the gaff top that swim off up in there, and I said, I guess. Well, but. No, I really couldn't answer that question, Mickey. It's just, I don't talk to them boys up there anything.
Yeah, the reason I was asking, Blaine and I were coming back from a Redfish Cup tournament from Florida, and we got there and we ended up pulling off and at a breakfast place that morning. We've been driving all night and pulling a boat, and we pull in and we get in there and these three guys were sitting in there already, and they saw our boat and everything. Well, naturally, us being fishermen, and they were too, then we started bouncing off each other, talking, and they had photos of all these big fish they were catching that year in Pontchartrain. I can't remember what year it was, but I said, man, I didn't know there was trout over here like that. I mean, they were catching some hogs.
Yep.
Big trout.
You know, I know it, kind of used to be like, Trinity Bay or anything, if all them birds go to work, and I mean, the boat show's going to show up, because I've seen some pictures back in the old days that there'd be a boat on every pylon across Pontchartrain, and you think about how many pylons there are across Pontchartrain.
Boy, that's a long bridge.
It is a long bridge. So, other than that, that's it. Like I said, we spent the weekend last weekend at the Deer Leash, got everything done.
Y'all never
got a little gator. We got a 6.5-footer.
Yeah.
We got tired of footing them with them biggins. And, hang on a minute. Sorry about that.
You got a crew in there?
They'll be in today. Matter of fact, Jerry Jones is coming in.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Just time to get him.
Catch one of them gaff.
Late season gaff tops.
I'm sure they're in that river.
You got to get him a complimentary one anyway. Keep his status up.
They're no fun in that river. But they'll get in there and just get stupid. Especially if they can get some type of bait, wadded up. They'll have one side of that river churning. Them jacks. Sharks, everything else.
Do you ever see hardhead schooled up this time of year on the surface and big, huge schools? Cliff sent me a picture of the surf. He was telling me about it over the weekend, and then yesterday he sent me a picture. I never seen anything like that. Pretty crazy.
No, I can't say I have. I've seen the gaff tops schooled up, but
yeah, these are on the surface, and all the white water and everything, in shallow, right against the beach, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everything's a little funny this fall. I mean, that's like us in the woods. I mean, them leaves, especially on the elm trees, the tupelos, they're nearly bare already. And I noticed that at my house. I've got a few elm trees at the house. They have covered the ground underneath them already. And it's just something, I don't know. It's just, we can't quite figure it out that we might gonna be have a cold winter. They claim we are. I don't know. We're gonna see. Let's hope it don't get wet.
Yeah, like they claim we're gonna have a super busy hurricane season too.
Yeah, don't keep fingers crossed. I ain't saying that word yet.
Yeah.
It's getting late.
Yeah, that one that they were watching out there and scaring everybody with, it's gonna spin off to the east like the other ones.
Yeah.
We need to start pulling these fronts, and that'll deter everything.
Absolutely. But you remember, we had Ike or Rita, I don't remember which one it was, and that was in the first of October.
Really? It was that late?
Yeah, it was. It sure was. It got right in the middle of our squirrel season and bow season. I don't even know if I killed a squirrel that year. Well, there was so much going on, I don't even know if I got to hunt much. You know, but that river bottom was tore up.
Huh.
You know, killed all the fish and stuff. And there's something we do have come back out there is beavers. I've had there's a drain. It drains to one of the major sloughs in there that I have to cross going to Darlene Stand. You know, and if it rains a bunch, it'll have a little water in the bottom of it. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty steep. I mean, it's probably got a 15-20-foot drop and then come back up the other side of it. And I don't know, back there, sometime me and Darlene come out there and got all the feeders going and stuff. We done hers last. We got around there and it takes full of water. So I went, I guess that river or something, we got these sloughs backed up and got this drain backed up. I went on and crossed it, come up the floorboard with us. And she wasn't crazy about that. So I got to looking and thinking, I said, man, I ain't never seen that thing have water in it like that. Even, you know, a big heavy rain or the river backed up. And I got to do some investigating. And we got a beaver dam in there that you had to leave. Looked like the Hoover Dam. And, but, you know, we got talking about it. And I'm telling you, you know, because we got sloughs that don't hold water no more. Even the one there at the camp, it don't hold water like it did back in the day. Because, I mean, it was one of the best places to catch white perch in the world. And yeah, you just don't have them. Matter of fact, that thing dried up. You know, 10 years ago, it completely dried up. And I got thinking about it. I said, you know what? I used to hunt the upper end of that thing, way it went back towards the river, and it was always beaver dams in there. And that whole country was back in, we just forgot about it.
Yeah.
But them beavers made a big comeback. Mm-hmm. And, matter of fact, I had to bust that thing. I took the front end loader on that bucket and knocked about a foot out of it. Come back next morning, that drain going to Orleans, it done fell out. But they'll build it right back. I mean, it won't take them no time to build it back. So there was one big gator caught out there.
Was
and
it?
The boy told me, yeah, I mean, a beast. This gator wasn't but 12 foot, but he had the body of a 16 foot.
Really? He had some girth stupid. On him?
He was stupid. His head and his girth. He filled, his girth filled the whole back end up of flares.
My gosh.
Yeah, I mean, he was a man. It took six of them to get him in a bucket. He told me, he said, I wasn't fishing for this. He said, all I want is about an 8-footer. He said, okay, you want to come have a skinning party with me? You're welcome. I said, no, pass on that.
Yeah.
You put one of them big lunkers up there, you're going to be a while getting his hide off him, especially if you're going to try to preserve that hide. But they ain't worth nothing, so. I know people here still got them in the freezer a couple years ago, trying to wait on them, but price come back up. But there's just too much of that farm-raised stuff now, so.
Right.
You know, same way with our shrimp and everything else.
Shrimp,
but I see that.
It's changed the market,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it has. Really has. So. Other than that, I've got about a two-and-a-half-week run here, then I'm going to come back, try to hunt a little bit, then come knock out the rest of my October.
Yeah, you got squirrel season coming up next.
Yeah, well, bow season opens on the 27th.
Yeah.
So, and we got some decent deer out there.
Well, that's good.
I tell you, one thing we do have is fawns. Well, I've got pictures of a lot of fawns.
Good fawn crop. That's good, man.
Yeah, because, you know, the river's got them, not 2 years in a row, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, our fawn crop has been kind of small, but it's just fired back. So got to there at the house. I've been doing a bunch of work around the place, and I was out back in the house around the swimming pool, outdoor kitchen, doing something. Old squirrel dog man went to raise the hell. These two old does come out the pasture back there. And they're out there all the time. But he was raising Cain. I said, why are you so excited? By that time, I seen one stick a head around a pine tree. And there was two fawns come out there no bigger than that damn squirrel dog. And I mean, I guess that's the first little time they let them eat little bitty things. I mean, so you tell me how late that little breeding program was.
Yeah.
So,
I'm telling you.
But they didn't know what to do when they got in that open pasture. They cut a rug out there for a while.
Right. All right.
Other than that, that's about all I know.
All right, man. Well, hey, somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Go Stros. They got their chance right here.
That's it. That's where the rubber meets the road right here, buddy.
Yeah, did the Mariners go on and lose last night?
They did. Kansas City came back, scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th and beat them 7-5.
So we're a game up now?
Half game.
Half game?
Half game, yeah.
Where's that going to work out at?
Well, it'll, because the Mariners have, they'll play today while we have the day off.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought they'd come into town.
Yeah, and they'll come into town tonight, and we'll play them over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they lose today. So.
That'd be nice. We could use all the help we can get, buddy.
Yep, we sure can.
All right, dog. See you, Mike.
Later.
Later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain James Plogg. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
Not a lot, dog.
Nothing. Man, it's nice right now.
Yes, it is. Very nice.
It's nice in the morning.
Did that rain last night hit your house?
Man, buddy, I don't think I've seen no rain.
Okay.
I mean, I can't. I mean, hey, if it happened after about 8 o'clock, I can't tell you about
okay,
it,
well, it was after 8 o'clock. I was still up watching the Strohs.
Well, I had them on. Then I got mad about something. Then I flipped back over there. And next thing I know, it was. I'm still on the couch. It's like 1 o'clock. So, nah, but nothing looks wet. Nothing looks wet.
Yeah.
So, I looked this morning, because we're fit to leave here in a minute. It looked like all them little squalls and stuff are down there by Brian, but I talked to him yesterday about noon, and he said, man, it was drop dead gorgeous down there yesterday.
Yeah. But well, it was a pretty fish you sent me a picture of the other day, Cameron and Larry. That was a nice fish.
That's a real one right there.
Yeah, that's the real deal. Brian caught a big one the other day, too. I seen him grabbing the leader on one. And
yeah, that was a big fish. I caught him. Stud. I thought it was yesterday. And he said, no, man, it ain't yesterday. I think he caught that fish last week.
Yeah.
But, it's not like there's none. It's just hard.
Yeah, there's years like that. It's not good every year.
But that was – I would have taped that fish. The problem with that fish there, he wasn't long enough. He had everything else. So,
he had that girth. He had some shoulders, man.
I guarantee you, buddy, he was 18 inches across the back.
Easy.
And probably a 14.5-inch tail. He just wasn't long enough. I mean, to be over 200.
Yeah.
And I call him 175. And if you put a gun to my head and you went and hung a scale on him, I'm going to say he's a little bit bigger. I don't like to overestimate stuff.
I know. I was just by the photo and – you know, I know the size of your boat and everything and the scale and all that with Cameron and Larry in the photo. I figured 180, 190, you know.
And he was a
good fish either way. It don't matter.
He was a nice one.
Yes.
Then we got caught some kind of, man, I don't know what it was, some kind of frontal boundary thing Saturday, dude. Sunday, I don't even know what that is, but it went from dead calm to east at like 20 knots, like instantly.
Goodness.
And I talked to a buddy of mine, and he says, hey, man, y'all got that wind? I said, hell no, I ain't got no wind, man. I can see that it swished a little bit, and at this time we were fighting that fish.
Right.
He said, man, it went from dead calm right here to blowing 20 knots. I'm like, man, I don't know about that. So we're still trying to get the fish. I looked at the weather at the jetties. I said, man, east at 7. It ain't nothing too bad. Hey, man, that wind hit. Man, how in the hell can it be east at 7 at the jetties? Hey, and then all that stuff updated. It was like 19 gusting to 24.
There you go.
I said, yep, there it is. That was kind of a freaky deal, but we just drive around, got kind of lucky. It looks pretty nice. The swell kind of went away today. We had a pretty good swell yesterday.
What did I see earlier? 1.6 feet or something.
1.6, yeah. Period. The 20 don't work all the time, but sometimes it works. But
well, that's all you're going to get off of it right now is buoy data.
Yeah, because all the rest of the stuff's gone. But you
oh, wait a minute. Got a water temp now, 84.9.
Oh, dude, she's coming back.
No wind speed or gust or any of that, but no air temperature. We got water back, 84.9. We'll call that 85 with waves are 1.6 feet with a dominant wave period of 6 seconds.
Yeah, but see, you can roll out there to that 60, and just like yesterday, man, it's 5 foot. It's east, gusting to like 19 knots. Well, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, but at some point in time, in a due east wind, you're going to get them waves at some point in time. So you're going to get a swell. Even if it's calm here, you're going to get that swell. So you can kind of look at, like this morning, that wind's kind of backed off out there. It's down to like 2.6 foot or 2.3 foot. So then you're probably good, but you got a 5 foot swell offshore or wind waves, you're going to have some kind of swell on the beach.
Well, yeah, it's coming this way.
You can't stop it.
I remember we used to bust out, and when I used to go out there all the time, we'd bust through them jetties, and boy, it'd be choppy and rough, and you'd get about 30, 40 miles out, and it'd just glass off.
It'll do that. There's always a current line somewhere at 60 miles, right about 60 miles.
Uh-huh.
And it's either going to get better or it's going to get worse.
It's going to get real bad.
it's one of the two right there, man. I remember 3 years ago, we was on the SEMA. We were at Boombank. We didn't catch one, but we saw three. We hooked two. It was pretty badass, but we didn't catch nothing. But anyway, man, there was a big frontal system. You might remember this, that come through Galveston, come through Houston. It's terrible, dude. We come to find out, my buddy Travis Sisk was running a boat, and they were at Little Sister, which, you know, you're inshore, man, let's just pick a number, about 25 miles. Well, that front thing kind of stopped right there. But Travis said he walked outside, you know, trying to sleep, wherever was idling the boat around. It's blowing like 35 knots. And there's a lot of people out there because it was nice weather.
Yeah.
Well, we don't get it. Next morning, we get a few little rainstorms, and then we can see all that stuff where it got to, and it starts fading out. So we fished till about 10, and it was time to go. We'd been there like 2 days. Well, buddy, we run into them waves that come out of that frontal boundary.
Right.
Dude, we took a green one over a 62 Viking. Hey, Preston's running a boat, me and Tyre sitting up there, and I said, man, that's a big one right there, dude. It's like 8 foot. Hey, the whole wave went, come over the bow of the SEMA. Like,
man.
Preston said, hey, man, you think Rod and him are getting beat up? I said, man, I don't know. Preston's pretty rough up here. But we never got the wind, but we got the residuals of all that stuff.
Yeah.
Buddy, it got nasty. And they were real close together. It was terrible. I talked to another buddy of mine. He was in a Freeman out there, and they kind of run in the troughs. They went in at Freeport. You never know. Just like that little, I was talking to the boy yesterday about the boats and weather and all that. Just like that deal Saturday or Sunday. I forget which day it was, but. Man, it's gorgeous. It's drop dead. And, buddy, when I say it went from 4 or 5 miles an hour to 20 knots straight up, it did. And it wasn't on any weather app. It wasn't on none of this garbage we look at. But you know who had it on there, and I never even really looked at it, was NOAA.
Yeah.
The regular boating and recreation
podcast.
They said it's an outflow boundary. And it's like they were talking to you. You got an outflow boundary coming. It's probably not going to make Matagorda, but it's going to get through Galveston. Well, buddy, it did, but I didn't ever see it.
Yeah.
So if you're out there at something inadequate, you ain't going to like that.
Predicting weather's like predicting fishing.
You can't do it, dude.
No.
What are them PFDs you sell?
Onyx. The AM.
Get your Onyx on,
the AM24, that's the one I wear.
Well, that's what you need to put on.
Put about four of them on.
Man, I never forget that guy had that poncho. We come underneath Pelican Island Bridge, and it just ripped to shreds. It's like a donut going around his neck. I'm like, man. Hey, I told him, I said, hey, look, man, when we get home, I'll go ahead and get your day for next year. Hey, that guy couldn't get out of that boat fast enough.
He had enough.
He still had all that he wanted, buddy. Oh, man.
Hey, that's pretty bad when it rips a poncho off your body, man.
Dude, those things are terrible.
They are nasty. That poncho, that's good
for nothing.
You know, Vietnam in the monsoon season. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, old John Bolt that fishes with me, he goes every year the day before Thanksgiving. He always brings the same kids. I've been taking them for years. We're at the mouth of Reds. This is like 3 years ago. Nobody went because it was really bad weather, but, man, it was calm right before all that front stuff was going to hit. And you know where we were catching them right there. I said, look, we're going to go. Cause we're going to catch them as soon as we pull up. We roll in there, and we did. We laced them out. We caught like 35, 36 fish. And I see it coming. I said, hey, man, let's go. Well, the wind hits me. Well, Adam's got this poncho thing on, and Mickey's got some kind of little buttons on it. And, buddy, they are hitting me in the side of the head.
Hey, they slap you. That stings so bad.
Dude, I pulled it back. I said, Adam, I don't care what you do. You better get you some line or rope or something to wrap that thing around. If it hits me one more time, you're going to have to take it off. He started laughing. I said, where do you get that thing? It's terrible. Buy a flicker. Get something that works.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that poncho goes right around. Remember our old customers used to buy them $5 waiters to go waiting? Come in that little
that fits plastic. Right in with them latex little cheap vinyl waiters or whatever they were.
Were they terrible or what?
I had a guy bend over to pick up his wading net and the whole rear end split out of him. I said, well, you're not wading.
Just blew out of them. Why
he
they
said,
were
what? I said, your whole rear end just ripped to shreds. You just split a big old hole in there when you bent over. They're too tight on you.
Yeah, they never bought the right size.
You know, I started to buy the extra large. I said, well, hey, you can't have enough room in your waders.
Ain't that the truth. I think I wear, man, I wear large kings. I look like two people could get in there with me. But everybody used to, and they never came up very tall. So, you know, nobody's got, man, you got to have stuff. Look at these waders I got on. They come up underneath my arms. If I could cut holes in them and run my arms out of them, I would. Hey, there's no bad days, only bad gear, buddy.
Bad gear. You got it.
That's
boy,
right.
We've seen it. We've been through all of it. I've tried everything.
Oh, we've had the good and the bad. But you always had pretty good stuff, and I always had decent stuff. But, man, you had the red balls. But, you know, Pete had money, so he had the big time, the gray lights.
Oh, he had the gray lights. Hey, you know, when he died, when Sean went down there and cleaned his garage out, them gray lights were still hanging on the wall in the garage.
Were they really?
Them old gray lights. I ought to put them in a saltwater museum.
They should be. Boy, the people that had money had them.
When I think of gray lights, I always thought of Rudy, Gregor, Charlie, Maurice and Pete.
That's who had the good stuff, man. I had some James Scott waders. You remember, man?
I remember James Scott waders. They were good.
Dude, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have no good slickers, so remember we'd buy them old slickers that had those holes in the back, and we'd put some duct tape and silicone.
You duct tape them up so when you wade out deep, you wouldn't get wet.
Exactly. Hey, we were the forerunners. Now they all build all that stuff, all this slicker stuff and all this stuff.
Pete always had to wear that old yellow slicker. I said, Pete, you got to get with the game, man. You look like Big Bird with that thing on. Yeah, but they can see me in the fog when I'm waiting.
Yeah, they can't see you in the fog. Hey, remember we used to take tape? Remember when, you know, because the water would come through the sleeves, we'd take the duct tape and make them tight around the sleeves. Man, we had some bad stuff.
Boy, I used to hate that after you'd reach down and grab a trout and then fill your sleeve up with water and it running down your armpit into your waders, freezing cold. Oh, I hated that.
Oh, dude. Man, and I was always wet, you know, because I was fishing with you. And no matter where we went, I was wet. It had deep water, I was wet. I was always wet. That's why these days I tell my guys the last 20 years, I said, let me tell you something, man. There's those fish. They're right there.
Yeah.
I ain't going. I said, I ain't getting wet. If y'all want them, there they are.
Go out there and get them. Man up.
I ain't getting wet no more, buddy.
Yeah.
They ain't big enough. I ain't going to go get wet for no 2-pounder, buddy.
No. They turn into 7s and 8s. I'll go to my chin.
I may go do a little dipping.
We used to do that. I heard that, brother. All right, James. Well, hey, good luck today. Glad you got some nice weather. Somebody wants to call you about coming down. Give them some info, buddy.
All right, brother. 409-771-7306.
All right. Get them gray lads.
Ghost Rose.
Yeah, Ghost Rose.
At least it makes the season interesting. Hey, real quick, because I watch them like you. I just don't, you know. But these kids, that was a whole new attitude for that team, these kids they brought up. And they're good, buddy.
Well, they make them old-timers get off their duffs, play ball.
You ain't kidding, buddy.
Enthusiasm.
Wild at you.
All right,
yeah,
it's like putting a young guy in the boat with you, man. You better have your A game. They're coming after you.
I actually like that.
I do, too. I love it. I like these new young guys. They're gung-ho, man.
Well, I love them until I don't love them.
Well, that's true, until they run over my fish, then I get a little irritated.
Then I'm done with them. All right, man.
All right, brother. See you, man.
Bye.
Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. They're located right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And so many blends, I can't name them all. Homemade hot dogs, original, or cheddar cheese. Hamburger patty, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed pepper, stuffed mushrooms. So let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. They're chuck wagon patties. These are half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. Deer season's right around the corner. Wild game processing, second to none. And check out their deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:42. Let's run up to the Hill Country area and check in on the Dove Man, Chris Crocker, see what he's up to. Hey, Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Morning, y'all. Just kind of hanging around here thinking about going and checking some more fields this morning.
Yeah.
Go looking for the birds. And man, the weather's just been awesome up here for the opening of the season. You know, the mornings have been really comfortable, and the afternoons have been in the mid to upper 80s, but there's been a breeze, and as long as you're in the shade, it's really nice.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, how'd your South Zone opener go the other morning, Sunday morning?
Man, Sunday morning went really good. Sunday afternoon, we had a couple of double-up hunts, and the majority of those guys did pretty well, you know, 8 to 12 birds. Quite a few limits. Then Monday rolled around, and Monday morning was a little off. And then the guys went back that afternoon, and same deal, you know, 8 to 12 birds. Everybody they got plenty of shooting, you know, but it just hasn't been really thick, covered up like it's normally been. the birds are pretty scattered right now after being shot at for 3 weeks. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's typical. You know, we adjust.
Yeah, but if you're a good shot, I mean, you can get your limit, no problem. I would think.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the big word, good shot.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Yeah. Maybe I should have shot at that one. Hey, man, it don't cost any extra except price of shells. Hey, burn it.
Man,
that bird. Get way out in front of him. Pull it off. See if he falls.
You know, I figure if anybody shoots 2.5, 3 boxes of shells, they had a good hunt.
Well,
you
sure.
Know, whether they can hit 15 out of that many shells, you know, maybe they ought to look at some practice or taking up golf. So it's just, you know.
Hey, dove hunting's all about getting together with everybody anyway, man. It's like a little
social
thing.
Event.
It is. It's kind of like having a barbecue or something.
Yeah, it's a social event. But, you know,
it is.
With the wind in the afternoon, the breezes, I mean, they've been tough. You know, they've just been really, you got to be dead on them, you know, to get them. And a lot of these guys, you know, we get a lot of new guys and young kids and, you know, shoot, I bet we've already run almost 100 kids. And
awesome.
They're just all about gun safety and learning what to do. You know, they got to grow into this stuff. You know,
sure.
Like I said here not too long ago, I've got guys that were bringing their kids, and those kids are now bringing their kids.
Isn't that something?
It's like an evolution of change. But, you know, it's just like I started bringing Christopher out here when he's 5, 6 years old, and now he runs the show. So it's, and he's got a son, you know, and his son's 14. So it's really cool to see the changing of the guard and see the young guys that are old guys like me now with their kids that have kids. So it's a pretty cool deal. I like watching it. You know, it's
same way with fishing. I like watching our young guns come up through the ranks. And you know, I was young once, too. I can't quite remember back that far, but when I was a new kid on the block.
It's a rumor. We were all young at one time.
I think it is a rumor. You know, I was watching that Rangers and Astros game last night, and I was watching old Bruce Bochy, that poor old guy. Just to get out to the mound to pull a pitcher, it's a major ordeal, and I researched him, and he's only 70 years old, but he's had 2 hip replacements, both hips replaced, 1 knee replaced, back surgery, and he's still walking. Barely, still walking.
Wasn't he a catcher?
Yes. We drafted him in the first round. We were the first team he played for, and he was several teams, but hey, he's got – what, 4 World Series rings now? 3 with the Giants and 1 with the Rangers. So,
yeah.
Hats off to him, man. He's had being a catcher, you see what they go through. I mean, my God.
Knees and hips and lower back, man.
Beat up. That's just whatever they're paying him, it ain't enough.
Yeah. I had a guy the other day. He goes, what are you shooting at doves? And, you know, I get asked this all the time.
Right.
To me, it doesn't matter if you're shooting 4, 10, 28, 16, 12, whatever, 20. I'm a big fan of number 6 shot.
6 shot, baby.
Simply because that 6 shot will carry a little bit farther than the 7.5 and the 8.
More knockdown power, too, when it hits.
Yeah. And it don't take as many BBs. And, you know, it seems to me that the 6 shot has that special golden BB in there a lot of times, you know.
Right.
Where it's just one that hits them and it knocks them down.
Right.
But I get asked that all the time, and to me it doesn't matter if you're shooting high brass, low brass, you know, 1150 feet or 1550. If you're going to pick a shell and you can find a number 6, use it. You'll see the difference. And it doesn't matter if you're shooting over and under, a single shot, an automatic, a pump, it don't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It's it's been my shell of choice for years and years and years. And I don't know how many thousand birds I've shot over the years, but I've seen the difference between a 7.5 and at distance, it's a huge difference. So just thought I'd throw that in there for a second. Well, I get asked that quite a bit, and I'm a big fan of number sixes.
What are most of your hunters, what kind of guns and do they shoot?
Man, I would say it's probably about half automatics and another 45%, over and unders, and then another 5% other. A pump or a single shot or whatever.
Single shot, break over barrel with a hammer on it.
I would say probably the biggest is semi-automatics, and then the next would be over and unders.
Yeah.
And the hodgepodge of the kind of the odd guns after that. You know, a lot of the little kids have single shots. And see if you see a side-by-side double barrel every now and then. See some pumps every now and then, and it's usually somebody that had to borrow a gun, which is kind of tough on them if they've never shot a pump before, because they forget to eject that shell and make it, and they're sitting there pumping that trigger without bumping the...
slapping that trigger with no results.
Yeah, and of course the safety issue of people not taking the safety out and off and squeezing that trigger until it's trying to bend it. It's like, dude, take the safety off.
Right.
So, you see a little bit of everything. But I'd say that's probably the biggest mix there is semi-autos and then your bolt breakovers and then your odd podge on the lower end of it.
No bolt action shotguns. Remember those back in the day?
Yeah, that was a lot for goose hunting and stuff back in the day.
Big old long barrel goose guns, bolt action.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't say I've seen one of those in a while. I mean, I'm not saying there hadn't been any, but I haven't seen one in a while. And these guys got side by sides now, and a lot of the guys bring dogs because we encourage that. It just makes an easier hunt and better to, get more retrievals on down birds than you can without one.
Exactly.
And, we hunted Sioux Sunday afternoon with 9 hunters, and she retrieved, I would guess, somewhere around 100 to 120 birds.
Boy, I bet she slept good.
And she was wore out, dude. But was
that the day when she was laying in that cool river?
Oh, yeah.
Soaking up that, that's what I'd have been doing if I'd have retrieved 100 birds.
Yeah, I'd take her down and let her swim in the river in the afternoons in between hunts and kind of stretches her out. It's not as heavy pounding as doing the running. That swimming's really good for her.
Right, swimming is good for them dogs, man.
Plus being 8 years old.
I already ran out of time, buddy. Well, look, man, if somebody wants to come up and get with you, I think Chavo's coming up, or he's already there, I believe.
Yeah, I think he's coming in today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
They can reach us at TexasBestDoveHunt.com or CCOTexas.com or give my son a call for all the booking info at 512-587-3791.
All right, man. Burn them down. Get after it.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Chris. See you, buddy. All right, later.
You bet.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.